A two-week conference on small arms trafficking concludes today at the United Nations in New York. Delegates had hoped to find a way to regulate the flow of easily concealed small arms. Gun control advocates say those weapons account for more than 1,000 deaths a day worldwide. The United States took a hardline stance against any agreement restricting private ownership or legal trade of such weapons. Natalie Goldring is a consultant on the global small arms trade, and she's attending this conference. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why does the United States disagree with much of the rest of the world on this issue?
Well, as in a number of other international fora, the United States seems to be standing largely alone. In this case, there is significant concern that international control of small arms and light weapons will actually shine a light on the United States and will lead to calls for domestic control as well.
So what does this mean for global policy on small arms?
We still don't know. As of last night, there was at least a proposed agreement to deal with civilian possession, and there was also a proposal to deal with a number of other issues. That's still on the table. Delegates took proposed changes home last night to think about, talk with their governments about, and stew over.
Would the United States feel that international control of small arms would be inconsistent with its support of private ownership of guns in the United States?
Yes. A week ago Monday, at the beginning of the conference, John Bolton, who was the senior U.S. representative, drew a number of lines in the sand saying that these were red lines for the United States and we would not go along with them in any such agreement. Perhaps the most important issue from his perspective was the question of civilian ownership of small arms and light weapons.
Doesn't sound like there's any way the U.S. and its allies can find common ground before this conference adjourns.
There's been a lot of movement in the last 24 hours toward trying to find compromise text that everyone can live with. The United States seems to be split between the political level folks and the working level people. The political level seems disinclined to compromise. The working level really seems to be looking for a way to move forward. The rhetoric of the U.S. delegation is that they're seeking an agreement. Through most of the last 2 weeks, they've in fact blocked agreement.
By small arms, we're talking handguns, rifles, grenades, what else?
Everything from handguns up to light weapons that a crew of one or two could carry and operate. One of the questions that's been in front of people's minds here is actually that definition. The delegates here seem to have let that slide. The group has really allowed the prior definitions to stand. That won't necessarily go over very well with the gun lobby, who is trying to make sure that we only talked about military weapons.
Is the U.S. also looking after U.S. manufacturers of these weapons?
We've certainly seen representatives of U.S. manufacturers, firearms industry as a whole, spending a lot of time with the American delegation trying to convince them of their case. In fact, the National Rifle Association has a couple of their board members on the U.S. delegation. The gun control groups haven't been that fortunate.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Natalie Goldring is Executive Director of the Program on General Disarmament at the University of Maryland.